Move a few steps to the east and face École Notre-Dame de Bonsecours, located between Bonsecours and Bonneau Streets. To the right of the chapel, you can see École Notre-Dame de Bonsecours. The school was founded in 1838 by the Sulpicians. In 1893, they took advantage of the widening of Commissioner Street, now known as de la Commune, which involved demolishing the old school that dated back to the end of the 18th century, to erect a new building to house the school. The plans for the school were the work of the architectural firm Perrault Ménard et Venn, which had previously done major work on the chapel. Notice the windows located at the top of the facade, fashioned of Montreal grey stone. The same style of window is repeated at the back of the chapel. Ever since the beginnings of the colony, the Congrégation de Notre-Dame had been responsible for the education of girls. Built as an elementary school, this school, run by the Congrégation, opened its doors in 1893. At that time, the sister taught in French, and their pupils were mainly the children of the poor families of the neighborhood. This would continue until 1968. In 1912, the congregation established a residence there for the teaching sisters. After the school closed, this building continued as a residence. Between 1996 and 1998, major restoration work was done to set up the Marguerite Bourgeois Museum. At the same time, the sizable archaeological site uncovered under the chapel was organized to include exhibition rooms and was annexed to the museum. Still the property of the Sulpician Seminary, the old school now houses exhibition rooms and the administrative offices of the museum, as well as accommodations for the sisters. To the east of the school is the Accueil Bonneau, whose mission is to support the social reintegration of people who have lived or are living on the street. Built of grey limestone from Saint-Marc-des-Carrières in the county of Portneuf, Quebec, it had to be rebuilt after the explosion of June 9, 1998 that destroyed the original building. As you return slowly, take time to admire the surroundings. Pay attention to the diversity of people here in the neighborhood. Before going up Bonsecours Street, observe the tower of the chapel. The tower of Notre-Dame de Bonsecours Chapel overlooks the harbor. It is the relationship that this place of worship has had with the river that has earned it the title of the Sailor's Church. The majestic statue crowning its tower is rightly named Star of the Sea. It was erected in 1892 above the little chapel in the tower overlooking the port from which the ships and their crews were blessed before leaving for Europe. On the chapel's west wall, there used to be little stalls and workshops. These were demolished at the end of the 1880s during renovation work in the neighborhood. Continue your walk and stand at the intersection of St. Paul Street in front of Bonsecours Market to be able to see the side of the chapel. Then select stop number 7 to continue your visit.